If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That's number your first five. Day of golf?
Yeah, that's with me and you. That's April 22nd, 2022.
Shipwreck.
Yeah. So that was, so we're coming up on a 3-year anniversary of that.
That's amazing. What day was that?
I want to say it's April 22nd. I looked this up the other day because I wanted to know exactly when I started playing.
Oh, man,
playing.
We got to play. We got to play. We got to have a 3-year
anniversary party.
Anniversary, yeah.
All right. But it ended up on the Zire Golf thing because it also says, please do not use driver on this hole and respect the homeowners on the other side of Montauk Highway.
Okay.
So Zire Golf puts
respect
up there.
Respect the homeowners on the other side of Montauk Highway?
Yes, and there's a big net and everything. So, like, it's a funny sign because you're like, you really have to F up to get it over the net, over Montauk Highway.
Have you hit it over the net, over Montauk Highway?
Yes, I hit it to the Valero gas station. Yes. I did. I hit the Valero gas station. I got a hold of it, hit the road, because the Valero's way down there. But it hit the road, kept going. Luckily, it didn't hit a car, and it ended up at the gas station.
Did you use your longest drive ever?
I did, yes, I did.
Your longest drive ever?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was 400 yards. Actually, no, my longest drive ever hit a car, West Sable. It was driving through it and bounced forward. It had like a, had like a wedge in on 9, which is a very long hole.
So you act... you hit the car? What, was it coming into the golf course?
It was coming into the golf course, yes. So it's like, so 9 faces the water, and the entry comes off of Montauk Highway facing that way. And he's driving and just leaking, bang, hits it, but then goes left and forward, which was amazing.
Right.
So then, it's just, I'm way down there. I'm like, this is great. So my scramble partner's like, this is awesome. I've never been all the way up here. It's like I'm playing with a pro. So then,
did the guy stopped?
Yeah, he came over, and there was a big dent, and he's like, I went into the pro shop, and I asked, and, I guess the, what do they call it, the parks person, the who runs a park? Who's, the park person? Who's
the
park
ranger?
Park ranger, yeah. So the park, he's like, the ranger takes care of it, because it's part of this thing, but if the ranger deems that it's not something he takes care of, then I got to reach out to you, and I don't know. So it ended up being, he was nice about it. I think the ranger took care of it. I didn't have to pay. But anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, so that ended up on that Zire Golf thing. It's like, what's your move here? Do you still hit driver? And then I saw it. And so the I Love You Geo went national because that sign was right next to it.
All right. So did you birdie the hole?
Oh, which one? The one where I went to the gas station or the one that I ended up at 9?
Well, the gas station's out of bounds, so...
Yeah,
on
true.
On 9, I'm just...
Yeah, no, I believe we did, yeah. We were on the... Usually that's a 3-shot hole because the wind is blowing off the bay south, so it's a 3-shot par 4. So, yeah, we were on in 2, and listen, par's a good score there. We might have birdied it. I just know that we won that hole, and the team that we were playing against was pissed. I was like, hey, it's just a good break for us,
Yes,
know?
It is, 100%.
What are you going to do? But yeah, that was a tough one.
Remember what kind of car you hit? I know it wasn't a Mercedes.
It was a black, no. It was probably
like a Dodge Dart or something.
No. It was like a, I want to say it was like a black Durango. I think, or something like that. It was like a black SUV.
Ooh, Durango. That's a nice vehicle.
Yeah, it was some sort of black SUV. There was the real scary one. My buddy hit one into the road where it missed the car, and the car was going probably 50 miles an hour, and it missed this car by inches. And I was like, oh my God. We both were like shaken at that moment.
What do you think they get about 6,000 rounds a year?
West Sable?
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Probably more. So I'm thinking, how many times have cars been hit?
Yeah, I'm sure it happens a lot, especially because there's a road right through the goddamn golf course. There's a road that goes right in between 9 and 10. You know, right through. And then people just go, because there's weddings there and different crap that's going on. There's like a parks thing where you get your green key cards. So people are just driving through there, you know, that aren't golfers, have no idea. They don't wait. They don't see anything. Just, and then you get the golfers. They're like, oh, I'm not going to hit the car. And then bang, it happens. So what are you going to do? But anyway, those are some real bad ones.
Yes.
The one, the Valero gas station. That thing ran, though, man. Boy, I tell you.
The Valero. I know where that gas station is, too. Yes. God almighty.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It happens. Let's see if I could get this exact date. So you actually are serious about doing an anniversary?
Well, yeah. Why not?
Well, I don't know, because it's West Sable, and that's far from Nassau.
Do we have to do it at West Sable? Do we do somewhere else?
Oh, I thought you wanted to do it at West Sable, because that was like the thing to do. You know, it was like the, you know, go back to the spot. Like, it's our 10-year anniversary, and we was thinking of it going back to Pittsburgh, Gina and I. Like, hang out and do all the things we used to do when we liked each other. here we go. All right, I got it. April 21st.
21st.
April 21st, 2022. And so what day of the week is that? So now we got a plan. That's a Monday.
I'm open.
All right. Done.
Okay.
We'll figure out where to play.
Okay.
I mean, I love West Sable, but we'll figure out where to play. We're talking about Jalen Milroe earlier. Tom in Florida wants to talk about him. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, guys. Good morning to you here.
Good morning.
Fan of the show.
Thanks, man.
You're a Tennessee fan?
No, sir. I'm a Noles guy here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Florida State, okay.
And, Boomer, I think you owe all of Jacksonville a big I'm sorry about Trevor Lawrence.
Mm.
He's horrendous, but we'll go into something different.
I don't necessarily agree with you, but that's okay. You can have your opinion.
You've been hyping him up because he looks like Gwyneth Paltrow on steroids. If he looked like Jim Plunkett, everybody would hate him. But we'll go into the draft because I love the draft.
Okay.
All right, good.
So if you look at Anthony Richardson's stats with the Florida Gators, okay, 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Stephen Waldron, put up the Jalen Milroe stat.
Same thing.
Here it comes.
Same thing.
16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Stephen Waldron.
This is unbelievable.
Get it going, man. They are the same person.
Hey, Tom, how many games, like, I don't have it in front of me, and maybe Stephen will have it in front of me, but how many more games did Jalen play than Anthony Richardson?
Oh, Jalen, he's got a lot more games.
Yeah,
I
think that's a factor, no? I mean, and is also his year prior to that year that you're talking about.
No. It's sins of the present. Come on. Let's not talk about what he did four years ago.
I mean, and he ran for 726 yards. I don't think he should come in and start right away. I think he's got the talent where he could sit and the right guy could get a lot out of him. But, yeah, there's no – I sat here and said the guy's
not ready. Does Anthony Richardson have the talent, Gio? Does Anthony Richardson have the talent? No.
Yeah,
he has proven to you. He's horrendous.
But Tom has a very funny call. You tell you're a great listener.
Yes.
I don't I can't just say that it's the same guy.
Yeah, but you're not sitting here saying that the Giants should be drafting Jalen Milroe where the Colts drafted Anthony Richardson.
Exactly. I'm thinking second round.
You say second round, mid-second round, high third round,
and
something
if
like that.
If they can get him later, then great. And I'm also saying don't start him. It's just that if you're going to get a quarterback this year and you're not going to select Shedeur Sanders, all right, and Cam Ward's gone, then I'm not going to go to Jackson Dart, who's another another Utah guy. Not BYU, but another Utah guy. Went to high school where Zach Wilson went to high school. You know, I'm not going to go with Tyler Shuck. I'm going to go with someone who's got all this talent who could be, you know, Lamar Jackson 2.0 if things work out for him. That's why.
And quite frankly, Jalen Milroe, he played 26 games over the last 2 years. You know, he played a little bit when he was younger. Here and there, but as you pointed out, you know, his running ability is really, I mean, that is, it's obvious. You can see it. You can see how fast he is. You can see how big his legs are. I mean, you can see how he runs.
Jesus. Yes. You know, I mean, and I know that Anthony Richardson highlights like that as well, but I don't, he got forced into playing, and I said the same thing about Anthony Richardson at the time, is that he can't play. Because I wanted the Vikings to maybe, because they liked them. And I was like, if they draft him, he can't play. I said the same thing about J.J. McCarthy. He can't play.
He's got to learn how to become a pro.
And I know that these guys have a lot of pressure on him. But if it's Jalen Milroe and he's drafted in the second round, you know, then it's, and you got two guys already that have played a lot of NFL games, and he can sit for an entire
year. You know, the amazing thing is he is going to the draft at Green Bay.
I know, which is odd.
Really odd.
I mean, Shador's not, but Jalen Milroe is.
Yes.
I mean, that could be sitting there for a long time.